Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we investigate what's happening around the world. Since it is Friday and today is February the 23rd of the year of our Lord, 2024, with me today, as usual, my wonderful friend and my producer, Brother Paul Sutcliffe. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
A little confused. I went out this morning and it's 50 degrees outside in February.
Man, oh man, 50 degrees in New York. But guess what? Don't worry, next week will be a lot colder than you want it to be. So let's move on, Brother Paul. We're going to go in circle around the world to learn about the fruits of Islam, which comes directly from the tree of Islam. So let's start with USA. We got a couple of stories here in America. Go ahead, brother. What is the first one?
Well, the first one's reported by WGN-TV that a Jeffrey Stevens, age 41, who also goes by the name Zayed, a recent convert to Islam in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is now facing up to 5 years in federal prison after allegedly threatening to kill every Jew in the city and shoot every pro-Israel U.S. government official. And this was said according to a federal affidavit filed in the court this past week. According to the FBI, Stevens also admitted to sending the Fort Wayne Police Department a message on Facebook saying he would kill every Jew.
Well, here's a fact, Brother Paul, as we have shared throughout the years, that it has nothing to do with culture, why Muslims are violent. It's just simply because they are Muslims. Jeffrey Stephen is an American guy who converted Islam. That's all what it takes. Convert Islam, you become a Muslim jihadi. If you are following Islam, meaning following the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith, just for an American person to change his name from Jeffrey Stephen to Zayed, that is all it takes. He is now a new convert, and he is now a new tool to be used by Allah. Satan, he would like to do nothing but to kill and to destroy and to steal. And sadly, we're going to see more and more of that, Brother Paul, as we go. How about the second story here in America?
Rafa Hussein Abdi, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Somalia, was arrested after returning to Somalia to engage in jihad. Abdi had returned to Somalia in 2015 and joined a group of Islamic State fighters at a training camp. Over the next 2 years, he received weapons training and worked in the group's media wing, where he both created and appeared in a recruiting video distributed by an ISIS outlet. In a 2017 audio clip, Abdi allegedly raps about inflicting violence in New York City while automatic gunfire and explosions are heard in the background. We're going to carry on jihad, fly through America on our way to shoot New York up. They're trying to shut this thing. We ain't going. We're going to come blow New York up. He was arrested in Somalia and returned to the United States.
It's two very important facts. Once again, he is a Muslim who came to America and we made him a citizen. You know how? He simply raised his right hand and he gave allegiance, which Allah in the Quran taught him. You can lie when you give an oath to an infidel. And believe me, Brother Paul, almost every Muslim in America who becomes citizen are no different than Mr. Hussein the Somali. That's one thing. The other thing which really bothered me, why you arrest him in Somalia to bring him back to America? So we can put him in jail for 5-10 years and spend a few $100,000 on him? If he's a criminal, deserve death penalty, kill him in Somalia and leave him there. I'll not even worry about spending money to bury his dead body. I don't know what our government are doing. Bringing that man to America to spend whatever years we're going to put him in prison will bring him out of prison more hateful for this country and more jihadi for Allah and Muhammad and Islam. Especially, they will not name it for what it is. It is Islam. It is jihad. It is the true violence of the true nature of that savage cult, which sadly is growing in America like anywhere else around the world. Brother Paul, let's move on from USA to United Kingdom, where we have one important story there.
Amina Noor, who is 40 years old from Harrow, Northeast London, has been jailed for taking a 3-year-old British child to Kenya in 2006 for female genitalia mutilation, FGM. Noor was handed a sentence of 7 years in prison. She is the first person to be convicted of assisting a non-UK person to perform FGM.
I do not know when the British will figure it out. It is Islam for those who are ignorant of Islam. Girls are not supposed to enjoy sex. Girls are supposed to be protected as Allah meant it to be. And I'm amazed by that. If Allah does not want women to grow up to be women to enjoy sexual relationship, why did Allah put that nature inside them? Why did not Allah create them to be what Muslims want them to be? But it all go back to Muhammad. You see, Muhammad taught them that the best mother of all, that is Mother Hagar, was circumcised, and she's the mother of all the Arabs. Therefore, they follow that tradition, and every Muslim female must be circumcised. 3 years old is a perfect age. Why? Because they maybe cannot remember it. Imagine when they do that to 8 and 9 and 10 years old girls. That is the Sunnah of Islam. That's how they can keep Islam pure, by not allowing their women to be involved in any sexual relationship before marriage. If a woman cannot enjoy sexual relationship, why she will commit adultery? Why she will have sex out of marriage? She is created in Islam to be for the joy of men, not that she will receive any joy out of it. But believe it or not, even if you make it illegal, these wonderful Muslim parents will take their children to go visit grandpa or grandma in their original home country. And of course, they will fix their girls before they come back. And they do it for the purpose of protecting these young girls, that they will be pure for the rest of their life. When in reality, they're destroying a gift which God Almighty gave for women as much as he gave it to men. Brother Paul, let's move on to Scotland.
Shahzad Khan, who is 50 years old, appeared in court this week charged with firearms and explosive substance offenses after they used a search warrant and found explosive items on his property.
Explosive means you can shout Allahu Akbar. I cannot imagine how can a Muslim will shout Allahu Akbar without explosive. You need to have this big explosive, this huge sound, so you can shout deep in your heart, Allahu Akbar, Allah is bigger. Or otherwise, they may have to shout, Allahu Azhar, Allah is smaller. Sadly, this is a reality of the 50 years old or the 20 years old. As a matter of fact, this is Islam. You can make Allah bigger and bigger by how much damage you do to the enemy of Allah. Because Allah is big in the mind and in the heart of the Muslim men. When in reality, Allah is too small. Allah is so weak that he could not kill any of these infants. But he needed the help of the Muslim believers, like this gentleman here, to carry on the work of Allah. But as I always said, if your God needs help from you, maybe it's time to find a better God. My God, my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, does not need my help, Brother Paul. He is almighty. He does not need my help. All right, let's move on from Scotland to France. And we have two stories in France.
The Telegram reports that a man of Syrian origin who has lived in France with his wife and their 5 children since 2019, created a climate of fear in his family. His wife is said to have suffered from his violence each day. If she didn't boil the tea quickly enough, he bashes my head in, she says, not daring to make a complaint. The children were also abused to such an extent that the eldest daughter says, I have a belt phobia. When she couldn't take it any longer, one of the children confided in a school nurse who immediately filed a complaint. The Syrian man was subsequently banned from his home, and he now denies the incidents. Through his interpreter, the accused admitted, in Syria, you can beat your wife. He was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment, 1 year of which has been suspended. He must also sign away his parental custody rights to his wife.
I'm sorry to say that it's not just in Syria. It is in Islam. In Islam, a man can beat his wife. That if he fear that she may rebel. Not if she rebel. Because trust me, if a woman rebel in Islam, the husband has the right to kill her. That is what we call honor killing. Listen to the word of Allah, ladies and gentlemen. That is Quran chapter 4 and verse 34.
Men are in charge of women by what Allah preferred some of them above the others, and by what they spend out of their money. So good women are obedient, guarding in secret that which Allah has guarded, and of whom you fear rebellion. So preach to them and separate from them in the beds and scourge them. So if they obey you, so do not seek a way against them. Surely Allah was higher, big.
I know that Muslim will bring all this propaganda interpretation of the verse, and some of them will tell you light beating, that is no broken bones, no shedding of blood. I'm sorry. I have zero respect for a man who would beat his wife for whatever reason. And I have even more disrespect for a God who ordered those who believe in him to beat their wives. It is a savage cult. It have nothing to do with Syria, but have a lot to do with Islam. If it is in the Quran, it is Islam.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the second story we have in France.
A man who has been identified as Fauzi B, age 26, threatened to kill people who use the Pontoise train station by telling them, quote, "Dirty Christians, I'm going to kill you all. The first one comes, I'll kill him. The first one who speaks, I'll kill him." Before he was arrested at 1:45 this Wednesday.
Okay, Mr. Fauzi, 26 years old. We got 50 years old and 26 and maybe 15. Who knows? All ages. They all practice the same cult. And why he's killing people? It's very simple. Because they're Christians. Where do we learn about that? Just trust me. Read the Quran. You found out. The command of Allah 79 times for Muslims to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians, and 26 times to perform jihad for the sake of Allah, killing Jews and Christians. And that's exactly what Mr. Fauzi is doing. Let's move on to Netherlands, where we have one story.
This past Saturday in the Netherlands, gangs of Eritrean migrants once again attacked each other. These Muslim migrants not only attacked each other, they attacked the police, and four police officers were injured and several vehicles were set on fire.
Here we go. Muslims killing Muslims. How many times we talked about that, Brother Paul? If Muslim could not find any infidels to kill, they kill each other. And what they are, they're migrants. Well, here we go. The Dutch are enjoying having migrants. And the more Muslim migrants you get in your country, the more of these stories you will have. Muslims killing Muslims or Muslims killing infidels. That is the reality of what Muslims do when they travel abroad. Well, let's move on to Sweden. We have one story, Brother Paul.
Well, this past Saturday in Malmo, Sweden, which is a huge percentage of Muslims, a girl under the age of 15 was gang raped by three Muslim migrants. Information revealed that the Muslim migrants made a video of the rape.
Under 15. Well, let me put it this way. I know here in the West, we call it rape. In Islam, it's called enjoyable time with what your right hand possesses. Even if she's a married woman or anything above 8 or 9 years old, it is not rape. It is the practice of the commands of Allah in the Quran. Muslims are ordered by Allah to enjoy sexual relationship with such little girls or whatever females as long as they are infidel. Well, let's go to a similar story of that in Lebanon.
Two girls in Lebanon were forced into marriages. One of them is now 13 for a lasting marriage, which her husband, age 29, appears and states he wanted to raise his wife to obey him. The other girl, who is 10, prepubescent, and sold to a 60-year-old man for muta, which is prostitution, to a pedophile who is known for sexually abusing children.
Here we go. He is 29 and he is married, 13 years old. And listen to this. He want to raise her up to be an obedient. That is, I believe, the perfect age for a man to marry a child. Then she will grow up to be exactly what you wish. That is one of the benefits to marry a little girl. So she will grow up to be exactly how you want her to be. So welcome to Islam. That is the norm. Muhammad, the noblest example, married a young girl. She was 6 years old when he was 51. And he had sexual relationship with her when she was 9 and he was 54. So 29, 13, that's not bad at all. The problem I have is with the other young child. She was 10 and he is 60 years old. And it's not even marriage like the 13. No, this is zawaj al-muta, which is marriage for fun. And by the way, that is also in the Quran. That is for a Muslim man to sexually play with this little girl for a limited time, for a limited price. This is Islam. Now, I don't know how many of the American people understand what is marriage for fun. Marriage for fun is a man marry a woman for a limited time for a price. In the case of married to little girls, now he can be molesting her, but not having intercourse with her, which means if she is a virgin, he have to turn her back to her family as a virgin after having whatever good time he is wishing to have with her.
In this case, he had sex with her.
Well, that's what you think in America, but in Islam, no. He'll have all the fun without having intercourse. And if it happens that she lost her virginity because he had sexual relationship with her, then he must marry her to respect the honor of the family. And that marriage will last for a year or so. And then he will divorce her. And guess what? Now he have a child who is no longer a virgin for the rest of her life. Most likely, she will become a professional prostitute. Welcome to Islam, Brother Paul. Do me a favor and read to us what Allah stated in Quran chapter 4 and verse 24.
And married women are also forbidden, except all that your right hand possesses. This is the decree of Allah for you, and it is lawful for you, besides this, to seek out women with your money, chaste without fornication. So whatever you enjoy by it, their sexual parts from them, so give them their wages. It is an ordinance. And there will be no sin on you about what you have mutually agreed on after the ordinance. Surely Allah was knowing wise.
Allah is Satan, the wicked evil. As for the marriage for fun, that's the word muta, as Allah said here in the Quran, فَمَا إِسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ, whatever you enjoy by it, that their sexual part. So give them their wages. This is how immoral the teaching of Islam is. And by the way, there are lots of Muslims who do enjoy marriage for fun, even with little girls. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to Pakistan. What's going on there?
A Christian Post reports that Muslim gunmen shouting threats against Christians shot a 14-year-old Christian, an eighth grader, dead this Monday in Pakistan. Sunil Masi and other Christians were standing in a market on Monday evening when six Muslim men armed with pistols arrived on motorcycles and opened fire on them, said the slain boy's uncle. We were talking to each other when suddenly Zaman Butt and his accomplices showed up on motorcycles. Gill said that no Christian in the area should be left alive, after which Zaman opened fire on Sunil with his pistol, hitting him in the chest.
Brother Paul, this is the true history of how Christians are living in the Muslim world. I don't think the American people, I don't think the people in Europe understand that. This will be the norm in America. This will be the norm for all the West in the near future. When Muslims will have the upper hand, killing an infidel, it is like doing Allah a favor. And I'm sorry to say that this is coming to the West, where Muslims will be killing Christians, just simply because Allah said so. We have one last story, Brother Paul. That is from the country of Mozambique.
Memory reports that on February 12th, a terrorist group calling themselves the Islamic State of Mozambique shot a passenger bus in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province, killing the driver. The attackers left notes for the passengers, one in English and the other in Portuguese, which state, "We declare war on all Christians in the world for three things, either to be a Muslim or paying jizya. If you haven't paid jizya, it's a war until the end of the earth. To Muslims, we announce peace to all the world. Let's work together to defend the religion of Allah together. If you refuse to convert to Islam, then you'll pay the jizya. And if you refuse to pay the jizya, you will be killed."
Amazingly, Brother Paul, this is exactly how Islam started 1450 years ago. And I believe that's how Islam will end its existence and the existence of others in the world at the end of time. And I know that some Muslim will hear that and they will say, "Well, these are radicals, these are extremists. That's not Islam. Islam is love, Islam is peace." And I say, love and peace, my foot. Do me a favor, Brother Paul, and read to us what Allah stated in Quran chapter 9 and verse 29.
"Engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah, nor in the last day, nor forbid what Allah and his messenger forbid, nor believe in the religion of the truth, among those who have been given the book until they pay the jizya out of hand and they are subdued."
The Quran verse is very clear. Allah is ordering Muslim believers, not radical extremists in any negative way. These are true Muslim followers who believe in Muhammad, who believe in Allah, to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians. The only option we has been given in that verse as the people of the book not to be killed by the hand of the Muslims, it is very simple, to pay the jizya out of hand and we are subdued, meaning humiliated, disgraced. Non-Muslims will be killed because they belong to the house of war. Muslims will be honored because they belong to the house of peace. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show for us for today. And our dear, wonderful listeners, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.